Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is a symbol for the commercial use of surveillance. The NSA is going to Silicon Valley for help because the commercial enterprises have been doing this extensively on a great scale, and they have the technological expertise and so on. So this, one of the stories is about how one of the security officers for, I forget which, some company, was just taken, brought to the NSA to help them out in developing sophisticated techniques of surveillance and control. So they're doing it, of course. Technology is available. You can use it for making money, for controlling people's attitudes and beliefs and direct them and towards what you want them to do. So they do it. And the government is another power system, so they do it. In fact, anyone who's paying attention to history should not be in the least surprised. So go back a century. The U.S. war in the Philippines. The U.S. invaded the Philippines. Brutal war, killed hundreds of thousands of people, you know, finally suppressed the resistance. But then they had to pacify the population. There was a very good studies of this, by particularly by Al McCoy, a Philippine historian. He, long detailed study, he shows that they were very successful in pacifying the population using the most advanced technology of the day, not our technology, which had a century ago, and using other devices to sow distrust and confusion and develop antagonisms, you know, standard devices of counterinsurgency, but also with whatever technology you had. And he also points out that it was very few years before it came back home that Woodrow Wilson used it, and the Wilson administration used it in their Red Scare. That's natural, just like drones. Another admission today was that, just today's news, that's hardly a surprise, is that the FBI has been using drones for surveillance. Well, you use them against those you designate as enemies, and you very quickly adapt the same technology at home. In fact, more is coming. If you read the scientific journal, technical journals, well, they describe all kinds of things. The MIT Technical Journal, its last issue, has a news item describing about how corporations are becoming wary about using computers with components manufactured in China, because apparently it's technically possible to design hardware that will detect everything the computer's doing. But of course, they don't add the next point, which is that if the Chinese can do it, the U.S. can do it much better. So why use computers with hardware from the United States? So pretty soon we'll be using computers in which every keystroke is sent off to Obama's database in Utah. For years, the military and the security system in general has been interested in the idea of trying to develop fly-sized drones which can get into your living room and see everything that's happening and record everything that's happening. Now the robotics labs have just gotten to the point where they're about ready to develop this technology. It's been hard, but they now seem to have gotten about to that point. So we can expect to see that. And of course, drones don't just, they were at first used for surveillance. Later, they're used for murder, and we can expect that, too. If there's a suspect, maybe a person with the wrong idea, maybe Fred Hampton, instead of sending the Chicago police in to murder him, maybe murder him with a drone. We can expect that.
Fred Hampton, being the Black Panther activist in Chicago, was murdered in his bed along with another Black Panther, Mark Clark, in 1969.
And that was a real Gestapo-style assassination, which stayed undercover. Nobody didn't come up in the Nixon hearings, for example.
Now, you've noted in response to these NSA revelations of snooping jihad, as I'm calling it, that there's a kind of generational gap.
I can't prove it because I have